USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FBI is searching for 15 people who attempted to topple the statue of Andrew Jackson in Lafayette Park near the White House. The FBI in a news release saying they're trying to identify those responsible for vandalizing federal property at the park. A new ABC Ipsos poll released on Friday shows an increase in people fearful getting sick from the coronavirus as several states report an uptick in cases. 76% of Americans say they're concerned with getting sick from the virus, which is up from 69% earlier this month. As the number of cases continues to increase, Dr. Jeanette Neshwa tells Fox News, we're also starting to hear more about folks that are being tested.
For every one person that tests positive for COVID, there are 10 undiagnosed patients. So it's really a great challenge to try to manage the transmission of this virus.
And the White House Coronavirus Task Force currently holding a briefing. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.